Not one other street of similar size on the entire map bore a name. I felt again the most amazing sense that this trip had been prepared long before. Early the next morning I left the hotel and headed immediately for the street where Petrov lived. I found it with no difficulty, just where the map had indicated. Now it was only a matter of finding the number. As I walked along the sidewalk, a man came down the street from the opposite direction. We drew abreast just as I came to the number I was looking for. It was a large double-duplex apartment house. I turned up the walkway, and so did the stranger. As we neared the front door, I glanced for a fraction of a second into the face of the man who had arrived at the precise moment I did. And at that instant, I experienced one of the common miracles of the Christian life. Our spirits recognized each other. Without a word, we marched side by side up the stairs. Other families lived in the house, too. If I was making a mistake, it would be very embarrassing. The stranger reached his apartment, took out his key, and threw open the door. Without invitation, I walked into his house. Just as quickly, he closed the door behind him. We stood facing each other in the darkness of the single room that was his home. "I am Andrew from Holland," I said in English. "And I," said Petrov, "am Petrov." Petrov and his wife lived in this single room. They were both over 65, and their combined pensions from the state paid for the room, food, and an occasional purchase of clothing. The three of us spent our first few moments together on our knees, thanking God for having brought us together in this wonderful way, so that there was not a minute of time wasted, so that there was a minimum of risk involved. Then we talked. "I've heard," I said, "that both Bulgaria and Romania are desperately in need of Bibles. Is that so?" In answer, Petrov took me over to his desk. On it was an ancient typewriter with a sheet of paper in it, and next to the typewriter a Bible, open to Exodus. "3 weeks ago I was extremely lucky," said Petrov. "I managed to find this Bible." He showed me a second volume on the small dining table. "I got it for a good price, too, only a month's pension. The reason it was so cheap is that the books of Genesis, Exodus, and Revelations have been cut out, and—" "Why?" I interrupted. "Who knows? Perhaps to sell, or perhaps to make cigarettes with the thin paper. At any rate," Petrov went on, "I was lucky enough to find it and have the money to purchase it. Now all I have to do is fill in the missing parts from my own Bible, and I have another complete book. I ought to be all finished in another 4 weeks."
"And what will you do with the second Bible then?"
"Oh, give it away?"
"To a little church in Plovdiv," said his wife, "where there's no Bible.